how's it going? Welcome back to the Be Positive, Stay Positive podcast. My name is Nat, and I am here for you. I am here for you three times a week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, to give you the keys to the door that will open up to your happiness. That's what we're shooting for, just to be happy. I think that's why we're all here, to be happy. If you're not happy, though, and you got something you got to say, and you want me to hear it, grab your phone and text me at 304-506-3332, and I will get back to you. We'll talk about it. We'll see what's going on. Also, don't forget, my book will be coming out in the summer called The Positive Perspective. I'll let you know more as I get further along in it. And if you've got something you want me to talk about, if you want a new perspective, and you want to just hear what I got to say about it and share it with other people, maybe they have the same experience and you can help them by airing your story on this show, go to bepositivepodcast.com/yourstory and tell me all about it. I will discuss it on an upcoming podcast, and I'll give you a shout out on the air just like Kitty. Hey, Kitty, how's it going? Thanks for listening to the show. I appreciate you taking the time to talk to me, to let me know what's going on. And today's show, I've heard this from a lot of people, and this show is called I'm Tired of Being Sad. And it bothers me when people are sad because I try to get them to realize that they control their emotions. You control how you feel. You can think of a baby. You can think of a wedding. You can think of your best friend and make yourself feel happy. You can think of someone dying or passing away or all the diseases or the negativity in the world, and you can make yourself sad. You are literally controlling your feelings by what you're thinking. You know what I say all the time? I haven't said it a lot in the past bunch of episodes, but what you think about, you bring about. What you're thinking about all the time is what your life becomes. And what your life is just a memory of the past. It's what you've done in the past. So if you keep doing the same things from the past, your future will be the same. It won't change. So let's get into the letter here. It says, I'm tired of being sad. Says, hello, I came across your podcast and I literally started listening to every single one. It helped me, and for that I am so grateful. I deal with a lot of anxiety, which has gotten so much worse, and a lot of it isn't necessary. It's my own mind playing tricks with me or something. My problem is that the last couple of months I've gotten really negative with my boyfriend, who I love very much. He's a positive type who doesn't let anything bother him. He lives for having fun and laughing and wanting to be around positive people. He is loving towards me, but he is also a serious guy who doesn't really talk about his feelings much, and that can create some issues. I'm not good at holding in my own feelings. I create these scenarios in my head about my boyfriend leaving whenever I get sad and I feel like a burden. Whenever I try to bring up what's wrong with me, my boyfriend is understanding, but I feel like one day enough is going to be enough, and that sometimes makes me stop telling him what I'm feeling. We can have a great time and a great day, and then I start thinking about what I might have done wrong or how I could have acted happier or smiled more. I've been overthinking a lot, and I didn't used to do that before. Overthinking can really do damage. Little by little, I feel progress, but one tiny thing can knock me back down. I want to change for myself and better my life and my relationship. I am physically and mentally tired of being sad. Is there anything I can do to better my situation? Well, feeling sad and depressed is very common nowadays. A lot of people don't realize that they can control those feelings. And once you get to a point and you get to a certain age and you get older and it's become such a way of life, you don't honestly believe that you are controlling your feelings, that you are controlling your emotions. So let's get into the first part of this letter. The problem is the last couple of months have gotten really negative with your boyfriend. Okay, so he's a positive guy, and you don't think he wants to hear your stories about things, and you create the scenarios in your head about your boyfriend leaving and all this. So right off the bat, what I see in this is that you are constantly thinking of the worst case scenario. And you're always thinking about, what could go wrong in the relationship? What could go wrong in the day, or what in your conversation? Why wasn't I happier? Maybe I should have smiled more. What does he think of me? Is he going to leave me? So you're constantly living in this, under this stress hormone. You are just really focusing on the negative possibilities that you can't predict. Let me say that again. You can't predict the future. No one can. And when you're thinking of the future negatively and you're focusing on what can go wrong. Oh, if I do this, this can go wrong. Oh, what about this? This could, guess what? There can be something going wrong in every situation of your life. And if you're thinking that way, you are never going to enjoy life. You're going to be always paranoid about what can go wrong. You're not going to live your life. And then when you get to the end of your life, you're going to regret not living your life. Think about that. Because when it comes to the end, you're going to realize none of that shit mattered. It didn't matter what I was thinking because it didn't happen that way. Or it didn't matter what I was thinking because it did happen that way and I couldn't control it. So if you think about this for a second, your future is going to happen. It's going to happen. You have the opportunity to create the environment by your thoughts, by what you're thinking, by the energy that you're putting out with your thoughts. Okay. And if you think that you're not creating your future and not creating your life, just think about when you're happy and everything seems happy around you and somebody says something that could make you mad. And if you're really happy, it doesn't bother you. But be in a bad mood and be down in the world and be depressed and somebody say that same thing and it gets you down even more because you are in a world of negativity. You've got the negative energy flowing around you so much that you're attracting it. So when you are positive, and I can say this from my life because I am a positive person all the time, 90% of the time, 95 around there. I try to be positive all the time. I'm human. I have my days when I'm a negative or I'm a butthead or whatever. But even in a negative situation, I will stop and go, is it going to help if I get pissed off? Is it going to help if I get mad? Is it going to help if I worry about what could happen or what could go wrong? No, because I'm taking my energy away from what could be. I'm thinking about what could possibly go wrong, and that is creating the negativity to not let me be creative anymore because now I'm on the defense. I'm defending myself against what could happen. I don't know. And then you get up to that point and that doesn't happen. Oh, okay. That didn't happen. Oh, cool. But, oh, wait a second. This could happen. Or I'm feeling this way because of what this person said to me a week ago. So in other words, you have given up control of your feelings of yourself to the outer world. You can't do that. You can't let the outside world control you. You can't let possible scenarios of what can go wrong control you. You can't let the possible scenarios of what that things that can go totally right. Like you can't think, oh, it's going to be so great when I win the lottery. Okay, the law of attraction is great and positivity is great, but being realistic is also great. So if you do win, great, but don't plan your future around it. But back to what this show is about being tired of being sad. Okay. Well, then don't be sad. And it sounds very simple. And it sounds like, oh, yeah, sure. You could say that because you're happy. Well, you're right. I am happy. Why? I choose it. I choose to be happy. If so, I don't worry about trying to please other people. I'm not thinking, oh, what if this person doesn't like me? Don't care. Don't care. So you don't like me? That's your prerogative. I don't have time to make you like me. And when your life is going as planned, it's great. And when it's not as planned, then it's an adventure. Then you have to figure out how to make it better, how to be positive in a situation and keep the positive energy. Because as soon as you slip back into the negative energy or being sad or being depressed or letting somebody get to you or thinking someone else or, you know, something else has control over your life, you've lost all your power. Then now you're on defense again. You're just trying to get out of the hole. And that's no way to live. You stay on top. You stay positive. Don't let things get you down, especially things that are out of your control. If it's something you've done in your life that makes you upset or mad, maybe you did something. Maybe you drove a car and you were drunk and you crashed and you hurt your friend or whatever. Okay, I don't know. I can't think of anything. But maybe you did that. And, well, then you did something wrong. You could feel bad. You could feel sad, but turn that into a positive situation to where you change your life for the better, where you help other people, where you create a program, where you volunteer, where you take care of your friend, whatever it is that you have to do to be a better person. But be positive. Even in a negative situation, it's okay to be positive. You know, you could be sad. It's okay, but don't stay sad. Okay, it says at the end of your letter, you say, I am physically and mentally tired of being sad. And all I can say to you is stop feeling sad. And you say, and it's probably like, oh yeah, sure. Well, just think of something happy and think about why are you sad? Why? What is making you sad? Because of something? Did something happen that made you sad? Or are you sad because of what could happen? Because if you're sad because of what could happen, then your sadness is based on the theory that you can foresee the future and you know this bad thing is going to happen. But being sad because of the possibility of something happening bad is just as easy as being happy for the possibilities of things that can go good. You see what I'm saying? It's all in what you create in your mind. It's all in your mindset. What you think about, you bring about. And if you're thinking about being sad or thinking about your relationship going south or your boyfriend not liking you or not wanting to hear your stories, well, then live in a lie. If you hold back and you always question yourself, you're living a lie. You're not living your life for you. And if this relationship doesn't work because you're 100% yourself, then it wasn't meant to be. Don't be so wrapped up in trying to be something you're not for a relationship that's not going to work. You have to be honest. And if you're not experiencing your feelings, if you're not expressing your feelings 100% to him and he's not expressing to you, then there's a disconnect. And you have to figure that one out for yourself. Just know that being sad and feeling sad and being emotionally drained is your choice. As hard as that is to hear, feeling sad is your fault. It's because you're letting, and if it's because of something on the outside world, you're letting that affect you. If it's because of what you think could happen, you think you could predict the future and you're wasting your time. Don't predict the future. Live in the present. Be happy now. Be happy now. Put out happiness, positivity. Be yourself. Because if someone can't accept you for 100% of who you are, it's time to move on because there's billions of people in the world, right? So don't worry about pleasing everybody else. Please yourself. Be happy for yourself. Because if you're feeling sad, your relationship's not going to work either. Because if you're tired, you're mentally tired of being sad and everything, your relationship is going to struggle. So you're not going to be building on a strong foundation. So get yourself together by not feeling sad and start being positive. Meditate. Think about what you want to do in life. If you're not doing it, do something, get closer to it. Excite yourself. Make the change that makes you happy in your mind. And even if you have to act at first, if you have to pretend to be happy, then do that. And stop thinking about the bad things that could happen and replace them with things that could happen, positive things that could happen. And play the game for a while. Play tricks on your mind. Eventually, it'll become a habit, and before you know it, you'll be happy. It works that easy. Trust me. So hopefully, this will help. If you're tired of being sad, my advice to you is stop being sad. It's that easy for me, and hopefully I can make it that easy for you too. All right, this has been the Be Positive, Stay Positive podcast. As always, if you want to talk to me, pick up your phone and dial 304-506-3332. You can leave a message, or you can send me a text also. That'd be great. I love hearing from everybody out there. Also, if you haven't had a chance to listen to the Joe Vitale interview, go back a few episodes and check it out. He's an inspiration, and he just has a great way with words. I love talking to the guy. It was a fantastic interview, and he even picked up one of my shirts. That's awesome. Anyway, this has been the Be Positive, Stay Positive podcast. My name is Nat. I think we can all do a little bit better. I'll talk to you later.